take a minute and settle into a comfortable position. Perhaps it's seated or lying down or on your knees, whatever feels comfortable for you at this time. And when you're ready, just begin to breathe in and out, up and down, noticing the rise and the fall of the breath of life moving within you. And just breathe. Breathe in God's presence and take a moment and notice without judgment and a curious awareness what you're noticing. Any sensations or thoughts or feelings that come to your mind. And if your mind begins to wander, just come back to your natural breath. I invite you with your sanctified, curious imagination to allow the Holy Spirit to just search your life and to see what areas in your life you may be drowning. And as you notice them without judgment, confess those things, those areas to God in your life, where you're drowning, where you've lost your perspective, where you feel overwhelmed with worry or anxiety, just that sense of going under, being buried in an emotional and cognitive grave where your thoughts just consume you about a particular area in your life and or a situation. And as that comes to your mind and you confess that to God, let Him show you where you need the saving Savior. Next, I invite you to scan your mind and to just think back and notice times in your life where you've walked really closely with God without any fear and your purpose, and you've followed one step behind Him, and allow the thoughts and the emotions of that time to be illuminated within your sanctified imagination, and notice what you're noticing. Invite that feeling, that thought, that sensation to just come to the forefront of your mind and take over and move its way through your body and just empower you in this moment. Replacing that sense of drowning. And now as you are anchored in that thought and that power of walking with God without fear and Him being with you, from that place, ask God to give you an image of how your current situation can be just as empowered and you can feel just as safe and free from the drowning when you walk with Jesus and you admit to Him that you need saving. Finally, I invite you to focus on what God shows you and to offer Him thanks for gracing you with the opportunity to go from sinking, to go from being overwhelmed, from being buried in your circumstances, to walking one step behind Jesus in the confidence that you are no longer buried, you are no longer drowning. For you are safely in the arms of your saving Savior. Now notice how it feels to be so close to Jesus. perhaps even take your arms and place your right hand on your left shoulder and your left hand on your right shoulder and give yourself a hug and feel the warmth and the love of God right there with you, the love of your saving Savior. And just breathe.